Hi everyone, my name is Gabriel and this is the Hour of the Raven, your channel for everything Ravenloft, RPG, Dungeons & Dragons and horror. Today we shall explore the dark passages and tunnels of Timor, an underground domain that harbors monstrous horrors. But first, a few clarifications. Before we start to explore the Zerishan Cluster and the domain of Timor, most of our explorations through the mist took place in the core of Ravenloft, and passed through domains that had already been covered in novels, adventures, and mainly in the Ravenloft Gazetteers, books that provide detailed information about the domains and their Dark Lords. I have always been careful to present Ravenloft in my videos, taking into account official sources. However, in the case of Timor and other areas not previously covered by Ravenloft Gazetteers, I intend to expand these sources of information. Timor first appeared in the book Islands of Terror, which presented the domain not only as the present underground version, but also with a huge and beautiful metropolis that covered it. In the Grand Conjunction, the domain was merged with Peridon in the Zerishan Cluster, but it didn't receive much attention after that. It was mentioned in the book Domains of Dread, but had more details described in the adventure published on the internet on the Secrets of the Kagatain website, called Shadows of the Knife. In the third edition, Timor received a mention in the main setting book, but the domain was not covered in one of the published gazetteers. The Ravenloft fan community wasn't going to let the setting rot into oblivion. The Fraternity of Shadows website, the most well-known and organized fan site of Ravenloft, has published netbooks that continue the Gazetteer's proposal, exploring in-depth the domains of Dread. One such Gazetteer, published by the Fraternity of Shadows, addresses the Zerishan Cluster. In the video description, I will also leave the link where you can download the netbook. The next video about Timor will be based on the official material, The Shadow of the Knife Adventure, and The Zerishan Gazetteer, written by the Fraternity of Shadows. Are you ready? After escaping the horrors of Blutspur, due to the curse of a lycanthropy, we found ourselves back in the sinister asylum for the mentally disturbed of Dr. the Clown Hainfloth. Freed from our captors, we fled to the woods, but we are unable to find a boat to escape this cursed island. To escape, we must resort to the mysterious Mistway, to an unknown destination. Invading the asylum once more, we evade our captors and enter the crypt of Annabeth at midnight, trusting in the secrets shared by our asylum inmates. Surrounded by cold mist tendrils, we are transported by a mist trail to the sinister underground corridors of Timor, where we wander, lost and scared, to discover what new horrors await us.
Hour of the Raven.
Timor is a domain of Ravenloft that deals with monstrous, alien, and incomprehensible horrors that hunt through dark, endless, claustrophobic, and maddening tunnels. Its dark horrors deal with themes of body horror and psychological horror, bringing fear, paranoia, and the very risk of turning yourself into a monster. Its underground monstrosities and labyrinthine tunnels can draw on from sources of inspirations, such as the book The Mountains of Madness, or films such as Aliens, The Descent, or It. In its first appearance, the domain was a splendid and half-empty city, full of mysteries and paranoid inhabitants who fear each other and the underground monsters, and it also could draw inspiration from movies like The Dark City, or the paranoid of movies like The Mist, or the series From. The current version of the domain is a network of intricate tunnels, and its cultural level can can be classified as savage, with remnants of a Renaissance era buildings. One of the only communities in the domain can be classified as having regressed to the Stone or Iron Age. Culturally, there is no clear official evidence of inspiration to Timor, although the Zeritian Gazetteer by the Fraternity of Shadows lists Arabic-inspired names on the few remaining native inhabitants who survived deep underground. Timor emerged as an island of fear, a domain isolated by the mists, and was a large metropolis with a vast network of tunnels that existed underground. After the Grand Conjunction, the domain was affected by a terrible earthquake, and the mists invaded it, merging it with the domain of Peridon. In a unique case in the Land of the Mists, the domains are situated vertically, with the city of Peridon having occupied the space of the old city of Timor, and with Timor underground becoming the endless sewers and tunnels beneath the great metropolis. Together, they form the Zeritian Cluster. Describing the Timor region and its geography is a complex task, but it's possible to differentiate the regions through the different layers. The first layer, closest to the surface, is what is known as the sewers, which the inhabitants of Peridon named Via Cloaca. In this layer, you will find a network of tunnels that you would expect to find in the sewers of a large technologically advanced metropolis like Peridon. And traces of its architecture and its characteristics bricks can be found. The tunnels, drains, pipes and manholes of Peridon still functionally connect to this underground, but only a fool would believe that the sewers of Peridon are the same tunnels that existed before the Grand Conjunction. The truth is that with the arrival of Timor, the old sewers of Peridon seem to have merged with more complex and ancient tunnels. The maps of old sewers networks seem wrong, or at least outdated, and new and unknown tunnels are constantly being unveiled to the astonishment of the brave people who explored these passages, based on the city's old sewer maps. Some signs of this strange merge of the tunnels can be found by attentive observers. Tunnels with different construction materials, foreign architecture, and even rubbish and debris with objects from cultures different from the upper Peridon can be found in its passages. The sewer tunnels have low ceilings with typically rounded passages with gutter-like channels for water and waste. Some of these tunnels are narrow, allowing only single-file exploration. Although it connects with the city of Peridon above, its access points are few and far between. Metal grates and drains are common, but generally too small for an adult to pass through, although they allow a cacophony of sound from the surface to penetrate underground. These intricate passages connect to wider drainage tunnels and ultimately flow into an underground river that cut the sewers region in half. There is no bridge that crosses the turbulent and polluted waters of this river, and those who wish to pass between the western and eastern sides of the sewers must take risks to find passages and tunnels below the river, or ascend the streets of Peridon and find a new entrance to the sewers on the other side. Below the sewers is a layer of passages known as the tunnels. These passages no longer have any semblance of Peridon architecture and derive directly from the style of the ancient metropolis of Timor. Here, these tunnels with high arches and vaulted ceilings demonstrate the advanced and monumental architecture of the ancient builders and house the remains of the sewers, catacombs, and even part of the ancient metropolis that seemed to have partially collapsed and fallen into the depths of the earth, swallowed by large craters in a terrible earthquake. The region of the tunnels that contained the ancient cities of Timor is today dry and full of rubble and dirt, covered by slime, fungi, and moss. Even in this state of abandonment, it is possible to see in the sewers aspects of the monumentality desired by Timor's architects, and among its decrepit walls of what should have been just sewers, it's possible to find frescoes and walls with mosaics and paintings. The light and gray bricks of its constructions should easily reflect the light, but they are taken over by dark dirt and mold that seem to absorb the light. Mold and moss descend from its ceiling, almost like vines of dirt, making any exploration difficult, as well as hiding predators that like to surprise their victims by falling on their heads. The part immediately below the river that crosses the layer of the sewers is marked by a dark, damp land. It is not uncommon for collapsed and unstable passages to be found near this area beneath the waters. Close to this area is a region of the tunnels called the Ruins, where part of the ancient city of Timor can be found. A great earthquake in Timor caused the river that crossed the city to dry up and open like a great fissure and crack that collapsed, swallowing its banks and part of the city into the depths of the earth. Here, the tunnels reveal ruined buildings that were once on the surface and that still somehow resist the abrupt descent into the bowels of the earth. Another very distinct region of the tunnels is the catacombs of Timor, where passages seem to lead to mausoleums, tombs and catacombs of the ancient city. It is not uncommon for a passage to come across an ancient forgotten tomb, or to reach catacombs corridors full of bones of their former occupants. These catacombs sometimes serve as a middle passage between the layer known as the tunnel and the deeper part of Timor, simply called the Hive. The Hive is the deepest layer of Timor, and here, terrible horrors known as the Merikits make their lair. This layer is formed by natural caves and passages excavated without tools that interconnect in a labyrinthine and chaotic way, horizontally and vertically, ranging from wide passages to narrow cracks. The walls are dark, stained black by some unknown substance. Navigation and exploration by humanoids are very challenging, and their passages can drive the explorers mad with their junctions and twists. None of this seemed to stop the Merikits, the hideous predators that inhabited this region. Perhaps one of the most disturbing characteristics of this region are the traces of civilization that are sometimes found, as if part of the city, swallowed by the earth, had reached these depths, causing ruins, statues, and catacombs to sometime be seen in the middle of this labyrinth of horrors. There is no way to talk about a climate in Timor, as this is an underground region. However, especially in the first layer, the sewers are influenced by the surface climate. The rains that fall on Paridon can flood the sewer passages, flowing into its underground river until they reach the cisterns. The sewer's layer also appear to be afflicted by surface fog and mists, and it's not uncommon for these to invade its subterranean passages. Some even claim that some of the sewer's passages end in a swirl of mists, which can connect the domains to distant lands. In addition to mist and fog, the Sirius has dangerous natural traps in the form of pockets of explosive and flammable gas, and explorers often encounter death when they bring their torches and lamps into these gas pockets. The second level of the tunnels does not receive floods from rain, but has damp and moldy walls, as if water has somehow infiltrated the walls and ceiling. Sometimes, mists and gases also reach this region, but no one has ever reported tunnels that connect these layered passages to mist pathways. The feeling of imprisonment, confinement, and claustrophobia is even greater in the hive, where the dense air of a thick mist seems to take over the tunnel like a dense miasma. This heavy, sticky air of this miasma seems to absorb light, making these tunnels darker and more dangerous even when illuminated. Considering the subterranean nature of this domain, one would imagine that it would not have any flora worth mentioning. However, a strange quality of flora can be found on this region. The Sirius contain various molds, slimes, fungi, and mushrooms. One of these mushrooms are the dead truffles, mushrooms that can numb any emotion in those who consume them, and which are said to help someone to better hide from the terrible marakeet hunters. The tunnels have a greater concentration of strange phosphorescent lichen, which glows ghostly when illuminated. Dangerous brown and yellow molds exist in the region, and strange molds and grease can be found. Grease mold is a strange mold that appears to grow inside the old abandoned machines of the people of Timor. It is said that the grease mold can be boiled into an oil, which can be used to lubricate machines and mechanical devices. When it comes to fauna, the layer of the sewers has a considerable number of insects, rats, and other vermin, and animals that feed on the waste. Giant centipedes can be dangerous predators at this level, but this layer is still considered one of the safest in Timor. In the tunnels, what little animal life is found appear to be deformed and dangerous aberrations. The worst threat that can be found here are slimes, molds, and gelatinous cubes, hideous semi-sentient creatures that feed on almost everything they find in their path. The hive is home to the terrible creatures known as the marakeets, ruthless and cruel predators that infest these tunnels. Almost no other creatures can be found in this sector, but the undead haunt its passages, mourning Timur's past and its violent and terrible deaths. There is no way to understand or study the marakeet society without courting madness. However, there are some other folks who risk their lives to reside underground. A few insane, homeless, or criminals from Peridon sometimes descend into the Sirius in search of refuge. None of these communities last long, for sooner or later, the terrible marakeets encounter these unfortunates. One community, however, challenged all odds of survival, striving in the depths of Timor, hidden in a place between the layers of the Sirius and the tunnels. The Enclave is a small community of Calibans, all descendants and survivors of the ancient metropolis of Timor. When the city was swallowed by the earthquake during the Grand Conjunction, a group of people survived this tragedy and gathered together into an underground community. None of them retained their original race, however, and all became Calibans, as if their bodies reacted to the corruption that surrounded them. Their community, the Enclave, is located in the ruins of the ancient Great Cathedral of Timor, and its secret location is accessed through a few protected tunnels, where the anisophytic fungus, that repels the Merikids are cultivated to ward off these beasts. The Timorians, or Remans as they prefer to be called, are no longer human and became Caliban through magic rituals, with pale, misshapen and twisted bodies. Those who judge their fragile, deformed and malnourished appearance do not imagine that they are agile, strong and adapted to their environment. Their pallor borders on albinism, though some have several colorful spots on their bodies. Their eyes have adapted to darkness, and they have hair of the most varied colors, sometimes even multiple colors. When they do not need to be agile, they move slowly and almost entirely silently, and generally speak in whispers, being masters of stealth when moving through tunnels. The entire enclave community is focused on survival. They divide themselves into shifts, and at any given time, there is always 2/3 of their community active, dedicated to providing food or protecting their community. Food shortages are a dire reality, and they must hunt further and further in the tunnels for food. Everything they find or kill on their hunts is divided equally within the community, and greed, selfishness, or theft of food are horrendous crimes. Their cuisine is limited to fungi and molds that they know to be edible, as well as rats, insects, and other vermin. Occasionally, some of them are sent to the surface of Peridon, where they trade relics found underground for different foods. Their cuisine has a merely nutritious and utilitarian aspect, without any refinement or search for distinct flavors, and is limited to stews and casseroles. The tasks are divided among everyone, who take turns in the routines. The only exception to these routines is the religious leader of this community, the priest called the Finder, who conducts the community few religious rites. The population's clothing is composed with the material they find in the tunnels, made from seal and patched materials and leather. Colors are irrelevant in darkness, and dirt soon turns everything dark. Hair is kept short or tied tightly, so that it does not accumulate dirt. The language spoken by these people is Timorese, a refined language from the ancient metropolis. Its sonority is musical and rhythmic, marked by soft consonants and fluid vowels, and punctuated by sudden accents. Its beauty is lost in the whispers of their speech. Its written form can still be found in texts, lost in the ruins, and some of it have reached the surface. Children's education begins early, but does not include any formal aspects. From an early age, they are trained in the importance of community and survival underground, and even their games involve hiding and hunting in the dark and in silence. Celebrations are practically unknown in this community, which, although united, avoids any noise or loud sounds. Weddings are chosen by affinities and are perhaps the most joyful events in this community. On the day of this solemn ceremony, the entire community takes the opportunity to renew alliances and promises, and no one can refuse a fair favor that is asked of them. The couple is released from their task cycle for a few days, and they can enjoy a closed room lit by candles, where they can see themselves in the light, seeing for the first time their skin and eye colors. They have 2 days of celebrations. Ascension Day commemorates some great feat in Timor's past, probably the completion of the construction of its glorious city. On this day, strong and fiery drinks are distributed among the community, who consume it in silence. The other day is more somber and darker, the Shadowfall, marking the tragic earthquake that swallowed them into the depths of this labyrinth, and is marked by fasting and meditation. Their worldview is dominated by their religion, the cult of true form or Christian form. They believe that their born body form is not their true form, and that through their faith and behaviors, they will evolve and transform. Evil and unwanted behavior can turn them into monsters, and they believe this corruption is what destroyed their beautiful city of Timor. It is because of this belief that they do not choose to rise to the surface and live in Peridon, a city that they believe is doomed to a terrible fate for their sins. Interestingly, the human form is considered by them to be flawed and corruptible, and they all abandoned it and transformed themselves into Calibans through the ritual of the true form. This ritual, led by their religious leader, opened an individual's body to true transformation and evolution. They believe that those who commit evil acts are destined to become monsters, with the Merikids being their former compatriots transformed by their sins. They also believe that magic, arcane or divine, can be a source of perdition, and that mystical energies feed on part of an individual's essence, leaving them more susceptible to corruption. The community does not have a formal government. Although the priest has a position of moral authority, the enclave is a democracy, in which everyone has the same voting weight. Any issue or judgment is decided by open votes, but political tensions have increased as factions with different views have spread in the community. The main dispute is regarding the treatment of strangers. Some advocate the isolation of the community, which should not relate to or allow outsiders. Others believe that the path of true form involves helping others, regardless of whether they are from the community or not. A third faction is less absolute in their views and believe that any situation should be assessed on a case-by-case basis, according to the outsider and circumstances involved. Their society has no written laws, but everyone must share what they have and do their part in the tasks. Those who act selfishly may be punished by losing rations or working more shifts. More serious cases, however, may be punished by banishment from the community. All of the enclave's productions is focused on their survival, but sometimes they venture to the surface in search of trade. They know that the ruins of Timor have great riches that are coveted by the surface, and when they find such artifacts of no value to them, they choose some envoys to go up to Peridon and sell such artifacts in exchange for food for their community. Scared and lost, we wander through this terrible network of tunnels and sewers in search of a way out. Sometimes we have the impression of hearing sounds coming from the surface, like those of a busy street in a big city, but everyone seems to ignore our screams or simply doesn't hear us. Unable to get past a large underground river, we turned at a fork and appeared to descend into different corridors, which seemed older and more elaborate. It is in these tunnels we wander into a passage, where we are surprised by a group of pale and deformed humanoid figures that surround us. They don't attack us with violence to harm, but they manage to capture us with hunting tools. They egg you a lot about what to do, as if they were undecided, but they end up taking us to an underground hall. Our presence causes great commotion. Eventually, one of them approaches us, and in whispers manages to speak a language we understand. We are on trial, as we inadvertently discover the location of the secret community, and our fate hangs in the balance. After a long debate, they reach a conclusion. If we help them search for the location of an ancient sacred tomb in the underground ruins, they will give us freedom and guide us out of these labyrinthine tunnels. Fearing a worse fate, we agree to this pact and are freed from the shackles. Before we follow the underground depths in search of this mysterious sacred tomb, they guide us to the ruined library of Timor to understand what we should search in the depths. Guided through the tunnels, we arrive at the ruins of an old ruined library, where in a dusty tomb, they show us the object we are looking for, surrounded by legends and by its ancient history. Subscribe to the channel, turn on notifications, and join us as we uncover Timor's macabre and tragic past.